Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
There's a dolphin in the Mersey. Neil Atkinson, Adam Melia, Stephanie Hennigan and John Gibbons. Adam Melia, dolphin in the Mersey chat. Hit me.
I saw a dolphin in the Mersey.
Fuck off.
But you just said it was a shark.
I was in an office that overlooks it. I really like this office. I always look out the window.
Where's there an office that overlooks the Mersey?
Oh,
like, to the, that degree
come
where
on.
You can see what's in the ocean.
There is.
And why are you concentrating on your work?
because of the dolphins.
Yeah. Dolphin watch.
I think I was on the phone in an office that's just meant for little private things. I don't know why I've got into that so much. I was in an office overlooking the Mersey, and I saw a little...
I love how you are now explaining yourself to Stephanie.
I know. I saw a little dorsal fin and a dark body and a rhythmic bob up and down and thought, it's a shark! but it was only little, so it wouldn't have meant me any threat.
And also you're safe well, inside
I've seen,
an office.
Well, I've seen Jaws. That's what all those people think in Jaws, isn't it?
Yeah, they do all get in the water,
we're
though.
Safe here.
Yeah, they do all get in the water.
Yeah. And just an hour ago, someone has tweeted a video of this dolphin. Definitely the same lad.
you know a dolphin when you look at one.
Yeah, no, it's exactly the same. I'll retweet it from the Rider account. Maybe when this show comes out instead of now, because it won't make any sense now.
Do it now.
Okay.
Excellent, strong social media game here across the board. How is everybody? John, how are you?
I'm all right. Yeah, thank you.
I feel like we haven't spoken today, even though we've sat in the same room a lot.
Well, you know, Mondays are busy, aren't they?
They are indeed. They are indeed. It's nice to know that John's well. Stephanie, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks.
I like your nails.
Thank you.
Can we have a chat about them?
If you want.
They look like a faded colour. Are they a faded
colour? They are an ombre, yes.
They're an ombre, is that what it's called?
Yes.
Ombre.
Are you sniggering at Gibbons?
It's a funny word.
Isn't it like a...
technical term.
I'm sure it is.
Isn't it like a Mexican cowboy?
Ombre. No. Hello, ombre.
No.
You have nice nails.
I have no sense of humour when it comes to my nails.
How do
serious
you do
business.
Knowing with those.
There's serious
no
business.
No jokes to be had around nails. So talk me through them.
What do you want to know?
So it's like one colour fading into another?
Pink fading into white. It's an ombre French manicure.
Excellent. You get that on your usual gaff?
I did, yeah.
I bet you they knew you'd order that.
Yeah, they love me.
Trying anything experimental, wait till she gets in.
Yeah, I'm like the poster girl for the shop because I have the longest nails and I'll have the most stupid colours. And so they always put me on their Instagram. Like, I recognise those hands.
Yeah.
Excellent. And how are you, Adam, other than dolphins?
Catch any lads going in the Thai place?
What?
To catch any lads going in the tapers.
Where did we have that conversation? Behind it, there's a Thai massage place and they do happy endings.
Oh, do they?
And it's awful.
Where's this?
On Walton Road, where they get me nails done.
I can't remember what we were talking about.
I can't remember.
But Steph was saying, like, the lads coming out with, like, limps.
Yeah, they'll see it and they'll put a limp on. I'm like, don't bother putting a limp on. We all know what services are offered in there. Dirty bastards. Like, now move your car so I can park.
I prefer the idea of the problem pond because it was a spectacularly happy ending. How are you, Adam?
Yep. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just doing a Twitter search for Dolphin Mersey.
See if you get a T-shirt.
I managed to lose this video now. But yeah, I am fine. Fine, Fettle.
Fine, Fettle. Excellent stuff. Okay, this is the rider this week. John, what's your first one?
It is Lady Leisure and the song's called Juice.
I got the juice. I got the juice. Boy. Yeah, I got the juice. Boy. The one take the juice. Boy. Look, it's a sad day. They're behind like a last name. They ain't got the bottle, no champagne. Swerve on a hater, fast lane. Get smoke, no ashtray. Back at it again, backache. It's going down, a sad face. Them yellow bitter, bad taste. Bad breath, don't take shots like a cam lens. Old school, way back when, doed everything past tense. So just move for me. A couple gal are trying to take the juice from me. Cause I got the juice, I got the juice, yeah. You're only ever gonna see your juice from me. I'm like, hold up, wait, why you hating? I can smell a hater by the fragrance. They don't wanna see me elevating. Ooh, wanna talk, but wait, cause I got the juice. The juice. Yeah, I got the juice. The juice. Oh yeah, hold on, the juice. The one take the juice. The can't have the juice. Come here, have the juice. Oh yeah, hold on, yeah. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got it. I'ma do it big like you're pregnant for it. iPhone 6 head going on extra horrid. What you telling me? What you telling me? Juice everywhere, so you're smelling me. You went funny, Bill Bellamy. Never take an hour, but there's always an alimony. They call me up. Them get a sketchy, draw me up. Always stay tripping, tour the bus. I got so much juice, baby, pour me up. I'm like, hold up, wait, why you hating? I can smell a hater by the fragrance. They don't wanna see me elevating. Ooh, wanna talk, but wait, cause I got the juice. The juice. Yeah, I got the juice. The juice. Oh yeah, oh lord, the juice.
I got the juice.
I got the juice.
You got the juice.
The old want the juice.
I want the juice.
But we got the juice.
Got
oh yeah, oh lord.
I got the J-U-I-C-E. 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 I'm a flow's cold like I-C-E. I got the J-U-I-C-E. I'm a flow's cold like I-C-E. Juicy, juicy. Yeah, I got the juicy, juicy, juicy. I got the juicy, juicy, juicy. Yeah, I got the juicy, juicy. I got the juicy, juicy, juicy. Yeah, I got the juicy, juicy, juicy. Them yellow moody, moody, moody. They make a scene like a movie, movie, movie. I got the juicy, juicy, juicy. Yeah, I got the juicy, juicy, juicy. Them yellow moody, moody, moody. Don't make a scene like a movie, movie, movie. Cause I got the juice.
I got the juice.
The juice.
I got the juice.
Come again. The juice.
The juice.
Okay. The juice. Oh yeah. Hold up. The juice.
The juice.
My girl, I got the juice.
I got the juice.
My boy, I got the juice.
I got the juice.
They know I got the juice.
I got the juice.
Okay. Speak for them.
Lady LeShaw Juice.
Oh yeah, to me. You played it a while ago. It was on Rewired, so different show and all that. And
yep.
We could play people again anyway. And this is a brand new EP which is out now. It's called Mode, so we can definitely play it. She's from Birmingham. She's really good, I think.
She's great.
This is track 2 on the EP. I love all of it. It's 5 tracks, I think, and yeah, the world boss. So so good on it. Good to see you know, female rappers coming out of Birmingham, innit? It's good stuff.
What's the name of the EP?
It's called Mode.
You didn't say that, sorry, I forgot.
It's all right, no worries. She's doing a juice challenge because the song's called Juice, and she's asking people to like send them videos in of dancing to this. And my favourite one I've seen is 3 girls on treadmills that are moving, like, and they're pretty good.
Very
like,
okay,
they're
really moving.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that OK Go video.
There was a bit of that in Eurovision. Bit of treadmill action, bit of OK Go action.
Who won Eurovision?
Portugal.
Portugal, he was a divvy.
No, oh, he was, wasn't
yeah,
he?
So West.
Yeah, he called it a victory for real music.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah. These are awful developments. How's that happened to Eurovision?
Real, yeah. Miserable, white lad music.
Oh, I know. Man. You're like, winding in, mate. It's Eurovision.
Yeah.
It's a ballad, you know.
Slowly.
Yeah. What was nice was his sister wrote the song, and then when they do like the victory song, he like duetted it with his sister who wrote it, and his sister was, it was a nice moment for them. And so I was like, I was less pissed off that the crap song won, and then he said it was a victory for real music, and I wanted to end them.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds terrible. I'm glad I didn't watch it now.
Yeah.
Glad I didn't watch it.
I wasn't watching it until my Twitter was just full of it. Yeah, and I thought, I just want to join in. I like when we all watch a TV programme. And by we all, I mean the Twitter.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not very good at...
It's one of the times when it's bearable, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not very good at, like, watching things... you know, when they're on. And so, like, I always feel like I can't... You know, I'm watching it on Plus One or something. You can't really live tweet it when it's on a different time. Although some people do try. I wasn't watching. I was in on my own, so I thought I'll join in with this. Did some, you know, fairly good tweets.
Did you do some numbers?
I wouldn't say, yeah, all right.
It's all you can ask.
Yeah.
As long as you feel like you're about par.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I didn't even watch it all, to be honest. I watched a bit of it. Like the bit with there was a horse. There was a horse head.
Oh, yeah.
There was a horse head fellow and a gorilla. So I saw that bit.
Sorry, there was what?
Yeah, there was a bit with a horse.
Fell with a horse head on up a ladder.
Oh, I.
I'm
completely at a loss. But we're going to do weekends in a bit, so I shouldn't clatter along.
I like that there was a tweet about the Portugal thing that I enjoyed was me earlier. Portugal are two Jeff Buckley to win. Me now. There's been an underlying shift towards Jeff Buckley that we in the press missed.
That is good. That was better than any of mine.
I don't think I've ever read a tweet out like that before. Well done, stranger. I've gone off it now, so I can't even give you credit.
Shit. Steph, what are you playing?
I am playing Jay Huss and Common Sense.
Sense. Hopped out the Benz like it's common sense. Got a monkey on my feet like it's common sense. Got gorillas in the streets like it's common sense. Stack the money heads up like it's second nature. Gotta stay pulled up like it's second nature. Keep a chip in my hair like it's second nature. Big wonder make me stare like second nature. Zeds disappear like second nature. Posted on the same block like an hour later. Whole team eating but it's only right. There's a spare plate, but you're the phony type. J-Hus ugly, innit? Baby, 1 minute. Your bunda looking wicked. Ayo, I started off gentle. My stroke ain't mental. My lifestyle eventful. I didn't mean to offend you. Fendi belt saying F you. I style like I'm mental. Moving wild and mental. I made another 5 this week. Your money playing hide and seek. I don't even like to speak. I just tell him hi and bye. Slide up automatic, Hyundai. Doing styles on them like it's common sense. Hopped out the Benz like it's common sense. Put a monkey on my feet like it's common sense. Got gorillas in the streets like it's common sense. Stack the money heads up like it's second nature. Gotta stay pulled up like it's second nature. Keep a chimp in my hair like it's second nature. Big wonder make me share like second nature. Say you're gonna do it, yeah, I haven't did it. Nigga, I'm handling it, handy with it. Think I'ma do it, let the hammer do it. Click, bang. Stick jam like what happened to it. Was it not working, bruv? Why you think I'm lurking, bruv? Creep on him, lean on him. Witnesses eavesdropping, keep popping. They keep bopping like I ain't seen nothing. Don't make me upset. Reach for an object. Who's that in the passenger? Brown skin, she got big body. Breast in my face when she grip on me. Lick on me. Jug money, I got the lick on me. You're not popping, never pop nothing, my nigga. Stop bluffing. F your opinion. Always destined for brilliance. Wouldn't rest on a million. Hit as dressed as civilians. All them are stop looking creepy. Park up, jump out, spark off, jump in. Skirt out like it's too easy. If anybody else didn't see me. Doing styles on them like it's common sense. Hopped out the Benz like it's common sense. Put a monkey on my feet like it's common sense. Got gorillas in the streets like it's common sense. Stack the money heads up
like it's second nature. Gotta stay pulled up like it's second nature. Keep a chip in my ear like it's second nature. Big one that make me step like second nature.
Jay Huss, Common Sense.
Yes. The track's called Common Sense. It's from the album Common Sense.
The album's a beast.
It
I was going to pick something from it, but Steph beat me to the punch.
Yeah, I got in there first.
I was fine with it. Delighted. Jay Huss is the clear winner and the rider.
Is it really good? Is it then the album?
Yeah, it is. Ross. It's very good. The Guardian describes it as a rich, zeitgeisty debut. Which is just a lot of keywords, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It doesn't actually mean anything.
I'm none the wiser.
I read it and I was like, I don't know what that means, The Guardian.
Yeah, the descriptive, the adjective they've chosen doesn't really describe.
Zesty.
Oh, no, zesty, was it? I thought zeitgeist. It was zeitgeisty.
Zeitgeisty. Yeah. Oh, zeitgeisty.
Zesty, yeah. I think, has a bit more meaning to it than zeitgeisty.
Yeah, zeitgeisty is
what
just...
What does zeitgeisty mean? Sound like? I don't really know.
Well.
It means a time ghost in German.
So it means.
Yeah.
I like that.
Time, spirit of the age. But yeah, literally translated, time ghost.
I was thinking Time Ghost when I was listening to it.
It's
a rich Time Ghosty debut.
Yeah. Yes, it's very good. And I got there first.
Have you got a sense of satisfaction over this?
Mm.
Yeah. Even though John's not bothered.
Oh, he is a bear, you can tell.
No, I was all right with it on this occasion.
He probably feels a bit like he's had four picks.
What?
He probably feels a bit like he's had four picks now.
Don't tell Steph that.
No.
What's this needle he's trying to do?
I don't know. He's off his head.
It's not going to end well. Fucking water.
He's got the arrogance of a man who's carrying a glass around with him.
The arrogance of the hydrated man.
It's the biggest shock since the pocket sandwich. Is there anything he won't pocket? When we saw Neil downstairs, he got in the lift and then suddenly he had a glass in his hand from somewhere.
Where'd you have that
he then
glass
filled
from?
Up with half cold, half warm water, as if this is all fine.
He was quite thirsty, Adam.
Yeah. Winning our life.
Yeah. And then we discovered that Adam sometimes has what he calls a warmie.
A warmie? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, if I haven't got milk in, I can't have a cup of tea in the morning, I'll have a warmie. Just a pint of mostly cold water and a little bit of hot.
Just to warm you up.
Yeah, I don't like cold water.
Do you want to explain where you got the word warmie from?
I think it was from Atomic Kitten. I think, well, definitely one of Atomic Kitten. Which one was it, Steph?
Liz.
McColgan was on Celebrity MasterChef. McLarnon.
McColgan's the runner.
That's just Colgan. Was it McColgan?
Liz McColgan.
Anyway, we've gone down
10,000 metres.
I've done a weird rabbit hole of Liz Mooks now. Liz McLarnon. And so she said that she... So I was already drinking these things, but then she said that she does that, and she calls it warmies. And so I've always, since then, called it a warmie.
What's your favourite Atomic Kitten song?
Hole Again.
It's good, isn't it?
Mine's It's Okay.
It's Okay, I don't know that one. I don't know that one.
Yeah. It's not right, It's Okay.
Well, no.
That's Whitney Houston.
That is Whitney Houston. You've made a big mistake there.
I've made a big mistake?
Yeah.
I'll find the Atomic Kitten song I mean in a minute.
Okay.
I know the one I mean. I know most of the song. I just can't imagine any of it right now.
Did you see them singing on the pitch at Anfield?
No.
That was mad, wasn't it?
It was weird, wasn't it?
He shouted to the main stand, "Let me hear you scream." The main stand did not scream.
They were doing "See Ya, Wouldn't Want to Be Ya." That was the song they did.
Plenty more where you came from, so I think I'll go fish.
Did they ever play at Goodison, Steph?
She's a big blue, isn't she?
Yeah.
I know she modelled our women's kit once.
They never played, though.
Don't think so.
Eunice Huthart did both.
What did she do?
She won Gladiators.
Yeah, but what did she do?
Won Gladiators.
What did she do?
She did a lap.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Came out and waved.
Yeah.
Best mates is Angelina Jolie. So this is the Echo.
Yep. gig of the week. Yep. Ed Comer's chosen. He's going to Budapest. He's going to have a great time.
It's amazing.
I've never been.
Good city.
I know. I really want to go.
It's one to solve. Well, Ed, so
which Ed favorite Neil, Budapest or Pest?
I am firmly Pest side.
Okay.
You're a firm Pest.
Yeah. See, I didn't believe that was a thing, that they were actually split into two sides, Buda and Pest, because it was Christopher that told me, and he's a notorious liar. But apparently it is true.
It's the same with it's the same with Chic and Argo in Chicago.
it's not New in York.
Yeah. think of more.
Doing faster. Go on. So he's going to Budapest.
He's going to Budapest. He's going to do ruin bars and hot baths and all that caper. And he's going to go and see.
You should go to the Museum of Terror, Ed. Just go to the Museum of Terror.
There's a lot in there.
It's not what? Museum of Terror of the week. It's gig of the week.
The Museum of Terror.
Yeah.
What?
It's about like the bad stuff they did in the communism and that. People disappearing.
Fucking hell.
Propaganda.
Okay. It's a fun day out for the family, isn't it?
I went to the Berlin version of that. And it's good.
Steph would absolutely love it. It's like an art installation crossed with a museum. It's unreal. You'd honestly love it. You'd put your rewired.
It's better than it sounds. It's a bit long though. And I went with someone else as well. And so like I was a bit like,
there's too much terror here for me.
No, if I was on my own, I'd have done it quicker.
Yeah, someone else is sort of cute. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
There's a lot to read.
It's called Terrorhauser on the map.
So after he's spent a couple of hours in there, you'll have to hurry off and go to this gig.
Where's the gig, Adam?
Well, I'll tell you that afterwards. But first of all, let's listen to the song by the band that he's going to go and see.
Who is that?
It's Kasper, not Kasparov. Karpov, not Kasparov. I've written that down wrong. Karpov, not Kasparov, and Mechanical Turk.
Karpov, not Kasparov, and the song is called Mechanical Turk.
Is exactly right. Yeah, so it's chess-related, I'm told. Oh, I know Kasparov's chess-related. I didn't realise Karpov was a chesser as well. So
he was the chesser that I think Kasparov beat. Am I right in saying any chess qualifications? I think he was the one who took best chesser in the world.
Not Bobby Fischer.
No, he was,
and he was years before.
Oh, fine. Karpov and Kasparov are doing they're from Bucharest in Romania and describe themselves as a game of action and reaction between drums and synthesizers. I like the synthesizer noise in that song. It sounds a little bit like a wood pigeon. The gig is on June the 24th at the Kiskeli Museum, Budapest, Hungary.
Right.
Yeah, and it's from the album soundtrack for a game of chess. So there's another
chess.
Seen this coming.
I'm sorry, I was inaccurate. Adam, he did actually face Bobby Fischer in 1975.
I thought they weren't that. I thought they were contemporaries.
So it was about 10 years later that he lost to Kasparov. So from the mid 80s.
The golden age of chess.
There we are. When Nigel Short was playing it on the telly.
Nigel Short
on Channel 4.
Yeah. So that's gig of the week. Go on, Ed. Go Ed.
All right, excellent. What did you get up to this weekend then, Adam?
I had two family events sandwiching a big night. So I had was supposed to be a barbecue on Friday night, but then it pissed down. So we brought it indoors and still had barbecue type things. It was nice.
Set the fire alarm off.
carbon monoxide poisoning.
I've got one of those alarms.
Have you? Yeah. I need to get one really with the log burner.
Yeah, you do. Mm. The gas man came round and fitted it, and I was like, "What do I do if it goes off?" And he just went, "Get out." Okay.
Good advice.
Get out. It's quite intense.
And then on Sunday it was my dad's birthday, and we went to Moray, Allerton Road.
Yay!
Finally, I've been.
What did you have? Talk me through it.
Everything.
What did
we
you
ordered
have?
Loads of food. So we had two big sharing platters to start with.
And the FHT ones. Yes.
Falafel hummus.
I like the sharing platter.
And the lamb shawarma, which was amazing.
Yes.
I could definitely eat that again now. It was basically a big kebab.
Do you have the cauliflower?
We had two cauliflowers.
Do you have are these sprouts still in season?
No. Ugh. No Brussels. But we did have Savoy cabbage.
Yeah, that's good.
Had the white bait, had the steak, had the lamb kofta, had the chicken, yeah. Had the asparagus, had the cabbage.
Did you have the afters? Did you have the
peanut
butter and jelly?
No, didn't have any afters.
What a mess.
My dad wanted the afters as well.
It's a very good afters. Best afters in town.
Yeah, and then that was... And on Saturday night I went out and went to all the bars. Went to Largo, you know.
Wow. I haven't been to Lager in ages.
It's great.
It's great. It always increases my drunkenness because it's quite cheap in there.
Yes.
It's house doubles.
Quite
cheap. You can push
cheap
on.
Cheap doubles, yeah.
You can feel like you get a lot done.
Yeah, yeah.
As you clatter through. Okay, what did you get up to this weekend?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I had a very quiet weekend, which was basically just sleep and exercise. So there's a new... spinning studio that has opened up on Smithdown Road, so I went to the launch of that. Yeah, just around the corner from the tavern. It's called Rise.
Rise, Sally Rise.
So the girl who I do my boot camp with, she's a trainer there. So I went and did a hot boot camp.
Hot boot camp.
And it is no joke. It was dead hard. Came out and had to just sit and have a big think about things for a while.
How long was it?
Oh, God. 50 minutes.
50 minutes.
But it was hot.
That's a long
hot
time.
Hot and with weights. Yes. So it's a really nice little studio, though, and I'm going back there on Thursday for disco spin.
Disco spin. Good.
Yeah.
I'll get into that. I need to do spin again. Yeah. Tomorrow.
And then on Saturday night, I had one of those weird things where... it felt like everyone was out doing stuff and I'd been left out the loop, so I was a bit of a cob on about that.
Oh, man.
I know. Do you get that? Where sometimes you're like, why has everyone made plans and no one's invited me? Why does everyone hate me? So everyone hated me on Saturday night. Oh. And then Sunday...
You could have played snooker with me and Steve Graves.
You have to ask. That's the point.
Would you have come to play snooker with me and Steve Graves?
Yeah.
It's too late now.
It's too late. Oh. Yeah. Oh, there's no point telling me now.
Where did you go?
We went to the pool loft. Oh, yeah. Up there.
Yeah.
It's funny when loads of people don't know you're annoyed at them.
Yeah, I was very annoyed
with everyone.
Waiting
for someone to text you so you can, yeah. And then they don't.
And then no one texts me because everyone hates me.
It was an awful time.
Should have borne that in mind.
And then yesterday, me and my mum and my brother went on a family bike ride.
Oh, that's nice.
Up and down the prom. It was great.
It's very nice indeed.
Yeah, they got city bikes. I turned up on my bike within minutes. Trish had my bike off me.
I was going to say, yeah.
And spent the entire time going, oh, I'd never ride one of those again. This is really fast as well. They're riding a frigging shopping trolley. Like they are like Trish.
They're like a fucking tank, those, aren't they? It's unreal.
They are not, yeah.
The bad thing about them is you think it's hard to get them uphill, and then you find out that actually going down is much more dangerous and much edgier.
The brakes are just there for show. Yeah. They do not work. Brakes do not work. And I ride every single day. And I woke up this morning and I was sore. Yeah. It's like, because I don't ride a shopping trolley with a mind of its own.
Three gears.
Yeah, two of which is shit. Three gears. I was like, is this
two of which are nah.
Yeah. Yeah, genuinely. I said to Chris, I was like, has this got any gears? And he went, yeah, there's three. And I went, where? And he went, just twist the handle. It's yeah. Like, but yeah, apart from that, it was fun.
Yeah, three gears of shite. Yeah. John, what did you do?
Friday night, I went to Nottingham with the shipbuilders.
How did it go?
Really good.
All day.
It was boss, yeah. That it went to the Jam Cafe, which is a really cool venue. Everyone there was just dead nice. They had a really boss DJ on, who was from, she's from Birkenhead. She's quite mad. She lives down there now, but yeah, it was a funny coincidence. She was dead cool and a boss DJ. Stolen half a set. Yeah, and then the band were great, and it was a good laugh. It's nice. We've got a few mates in Nottingham, haven't we? So Martin Fitzgerald come down. I think he likes Matty from the band more than me, which is a bit, you know, when you introduce someone to someone and then they end up liking them more.
I can well see how that happens with Martin and Matty.
Yeah,
Martin likes a lead singer.
Yeah, and Matty gives you full value for your jokes as well, which obviously is fantastic for Martin.
So it's all he did it for, really.
So them two have got a little bromance going, which I'm perfectly fine about. So Tom from Earache Records come as well with his missus. Her name's Steph as well. So Steph wouldn't like her.
It's bad news.
Don't tell me about all the stuff.
But no, that was good. And then my cousin was there as well. My cousin come down with Sav, so that was really nice.
Oh,
can I say my cousin's pregnant? I'm going to do it.
Your cousin's pregnant. Yeah. Congratulations.
It's boss, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really pleased.
Excellent.
Yeah. Does she want people to know? Have you just outed her?
I think I've just outed her, but I think it's fine. She's past the bit where you get the scan. And you know, she was talking about it like it wasn't a secret.
Okay.
I think it's fine.
I think it's fine.
I'm really pleased. It does put a little bit more pressure on me because I'm the only one now. But, you know, it's fine. Just called her a knobhead.
I think generally you wait for pregnant women to tell people themselves.
What if she's like 28 weeks and she's...
What if she doesn't want everyone to know?
What if she's...
No one knows her. It's fine.
I know her. Congratulations.
Yeah, no, it's good. I'm just pleased. I'm happy.
She'd tell me. If I'd come to Nottingham, she'd have well told me.
I think she's fine with my excitement.
Yeah, good.
She'll understand.
Excellent. Good. Don't let Steph get in your head, John.
Yeah, she's still reeling from the other Steph.
What was your Saturday?
So that was Friday, and then so I had to drive.
Oh my God, how are we still on Friday?
no one else has got any news that I'm out in. So I had to drive, so I was back late, and then Saturday, I just didn't really do anything, really. Did a bit of running around, do you know what I mean? I felt like I was in the car a lot.
Yeah.
Chores.
Yeah,
I've done a lot of chores.
Went to
this weekend.
Two supermarkets.
Oh, wow.
Which ones?
I went to Tesco for lunch for me and Laura, and then I went to the Morrisons and speak on my own, you know, for a treat.
For a treat, you said?
Yeah, it was Tesco for what I needed.
Yeah, but
Morrisons for pure fun on my own.
Yeah, yeah, happy endings.
So, yeah. So then Saturday night I stayed in and watched Eurovision and tweeted about it, and then Sunday I went to West Ham and I had a full day in London. We were there ages. It was boss.
Excellent. Very good all round. I put my tent up for Glastonbury and cleaned it out.
Did you end up finishing that?
Yeah, I got that job done.
You should have just burnt it.
Steph had messaged me to see if I was out actually on Saturday afternoon, and now I feel really guilty for not inviting us to come and play snooker with me and Steve. It's just, I've put two and two together on this one in my mind. And then I went to play snooker with Steve, and now I have two men being so bad at one game but desperate to win it.
Snooker's hard, table, Steve.
Fuck me, it's unreal. The table's bigger than Brighton.
Did you have a game of pool after?
No, we didn't, because it just looks like a diddy table.
I know, it's
it?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, you just feel like it's borrowers.
It's too easy. How do I pass the ball every time?
Yeah. So now we but snooker was horrific. horrific. absolutely horrific. 114 minutes of sheer hell. It helps not to tell you when you have to go and pay at the end. You've been on that. Yeah. Been doing that for 114 minutes, yeah, really. Yeah.
Only scored seven.
Yeah, that high break of 14 between the pair of us. Anyway, it's all over now. We might play again soon. And then we did the thing afterwards where you go for a pint and Steve says, and I remember he said that, and I thought, I'm not going to argue with him, but he went, I thought we were getting better there as it was wearing on. I was like, oh yeah, definitely, Steve. I don't think so, but you never know. We might be competent at some point if you play again soon with Steph, maybe acting as referee or scorer, putting the white don on the white gloves.
Hang on, I'm going along to keep score.
Well, to be the referee.
That's not happening.
To be ref.
It's not happening.
Foul.
I'm playing
and a miss.
Or not.
Yeah, the idea that Steph could repeatedly tell you something was a miss.
Foul and a miss.
Would be a nightmare, frankly. And then, yeah, Saturday, just Sunday did more jobs. So I've done loads and loads of jobs over the weekend. So I feel pretty good.
So here's my other snooker impression.
Go on.
Where's the white going? That's it.
It's Virgo, isn't it?
Yes.
I knew it was Virgo.
Can I just give a shout out? I've just read my emails.
Who's pregnant?
Don't do that. It's not good. It's not good etiquette.
Sorry, Mel. Just happy.
To Robbie Ryan, who has sent me a really good detailed breakdown of the Malbar Mile of the Dublin Marathon.
When is the Dublin Marathon?
Good, isn't it?
It's 28th of October. So but it's a very good.
Well, I was going to ask.
That's fucking brilliant. It's like three pages long.
He's
Thank
good,
you
Robbie.
So much.
He's
That's dead useful.
He's a lovely man. In the email, he said apologise for it being late. It's not till fucking October.
Yeah, but I have to start training. But
so is it? Is he giving you like inclines and stuff like that?
Yeah, and like a proper loads of detail.
Stuff to look out for.
Yeah, this is lovely.
He's a nice
Thank
fella.
You so much.
He's a nice fella.
He's a nice fella. His wife Samantha's lovely too. All right then. This is.
Do you remember her name? Because it's the same as your partner, so it's easy.
No, you put it in the email. No, I didn't remember her name. I remember her name from the previous time. But it's always great when that happens.
I know.
I can link this. Yeah. It's like Darren Brown's mind map.
I'll remember this one.
This is Jade Imagine. Sounds a lot like Courtney Barnett, and she's actually on the same label as her, the label that Courtney owns. Jade Imagine, you and I.
You're speaking to me, but I don't know what you're saying. Are you getting closer? Are you getting closer to the point? And every night, the same dream repeating. I keep getting stuck. I keep getting stuck. Thank you.
That's Jade Imagine with You and I from the album What the Fuck Was I Thinking? What's in more of an EP?
We still on weekends.
it's got an element of that about it. Lovely stuff. That really like it. No dates at the minute. I don't think none that I could find. But they're out of Melbourne and they're led by, it says here, singer songwriter and general good vibe bringer Jade McAnally. That's Jade for you. It's in Melbourne. Steph, they do things differently there. What should we do next? It's John's song next. Should we have a chat about the election? Do you want to save it till next week? It's still going to be going on. Yeah. I'm not going to stop it.
Has anyone watched Master of None?
I was watching that just before I left the house.
I've watched the entire second season yesterday and Saturday when I was being alone.
I just started watching it because, in fact, Steve Graves, as of being mentioned loads of times already in this podcast fame, told me that the soundtrack was good and it had a song that I
DJ. It is
DJ,
a good soundtrack.
Which is the Ryan Paris, Dolce Vita. That's in it, apparently. I haven't got to that bit yet. But it's good. I like Aziz Ansari.
Yes, I do. I think he's very funny.
Yeah, I liked it. It's imaginative. It's not like I thought. I don't know what I thought it was.
Are you on season one or two?
One. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, two came out this weekend and everyone I know is watching it.
How many episodes are there in both?
I think there's 10. There's definitely 10 in the seconds because I've just finished it and there was 10. But they're only like 45 minutes?
Yes.
So?
Yeah, I'll get back to you. I thought they were half an hour actually, but I'll get back to you to tell you what I thought of the second series.
What's the program called?
Master of None.
Yes. It's on the old Netflix.
It is on the old Netflix.
I need something to watch. I'm watching that Destiny to Survivor, but because it's on at the moment, I can only watch one a week.
I'm in that situation with Fargo.
So I need something else.
I'm watching Lewis.
How's that waiting for you?
All right, it's my lovely time.
Bloody hell.
I know. You proper skew the demographic, don't you? Yeah. It's like aimed at nanas and then Neil's there and they're like, we don't understand why.
You're messing up because that's what Netflix do. They colour all your details and stuff. Like, and they're
it's a perfect curtain. And then there's this anomaly. What do we do?
Matt Bellamy in Liverpool walks around with a glass.
Are you still watching Last of the Summer Wine?
I'd recommend them for me next. 92% match.
Kimmy Schmidt is back on Friday. That's very exciting for me.
Is she?
Yes, I like that a lot.
I'm 3-2 on that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anything to watch Jenna in any kind of being Jenna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The most wonderful woman in the world. Have you 30 Rock yet, John?
I've watched bits of it. I haven't like properly dedicated time to it. Mate who I used to live with used to watch it, and so I'd like dip in and out when he had it on. But I did really like it. I don't know if I can get loaded on board with it.
It's 22 minutes.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have just watched like 8 of them on Saturday nights instead of Eurovision when I was in on my own.
Yeah.
Should have done that.
Yeah.
I might see if I can get it on tonight.
See what you can achieve. You can honestly make real. They just turn over and there's about to be another joke, so say to Laura if she doesn't like the first 5 jokes, the 6th one might be.
So many jokes, just like rapid gunfire.
Yeah.
I had a bit we're talking 30 right now, aren't we?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, the the cheesy blasters bit, I had that stuck in my head the other day.
Oh, it's in my head
cheesy
as well.
Cheesy blasters. Thanks, Meat Cat.
Yeah.
And then Meat Cat flies off on his magic carpet.
Yeah. And so she does the jingle at one point, and I've had the jingle in my head.
Pizza, rabbit,
you got cheesy blasters.
Yeah. It's my favourite bit of what I've seen. My favourite bit of what I've seen. Is it Tracy's name?
Yeah.
When he was getting really annoyed that everyone thought he was normal.
Yeah.
And there was like a picture of him, and he was like, it looked like he was walking into a building when he was actually moonwalking out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a massive club on.
love 30 Rock, absolutely love it. John, what are you playing?
Oh, it's me. I'm playing Courtship, and the song's called Sunroof.
You wait until you make it, then you fake it, alright.
Courtship, sunroof.
Courtship, sunroof, John.
Oh, yeah, sorry, it's me. we were talking amongst ourselves, and it was a conversation that didn't involve me, so I had no
interest. Courtship, sunroof. John just thought this is the things we were saying in the background.
They talk about sunroofs again.
Yeah.
Sunroof's still a thing. You don't see sunroofs very much anymore, do you?
More convertibles.
Yeah.
Paul Sini's got one in his new car.
Has he got a new car?
Yeah, he's got a new car. He's got a sunroof. He's quite excited about it.
Has he sold his old one? Or
I've got no more information.
What's he doing with his personalised licence plate?
He's keeping it, obviously.
Switching it over?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He's waiting for the paperwork at the minute, John.
Oh, yeah. Bet it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Those pencil pushes down a city hall. Courtship. Is anyone onto the mad punctuation?
I was, yeah.
Your band name?
Yeah.
It's all lowercase and they've got a full stop.
Oh, God.
I mean, that doesn't even help you with Google.
No,
you
know,
no,
it doesn't.
It's just like...
It just makes you feel like that they've cut off half of the band name and it was a sentence that ends with Courtship.
Yeah.
How are you getting on? Oh, no, that would be a question. Carry on, John.
They're from LA. As you were.
That's the end of that courtship.
Good.
They were from LA. The song's about happiness. Yeah, that's all I know. They haven't got any tour dates.
Okay.
I think that's the second release. And yeah.
What one of the jobs I did over the weekend was put me winter jumpers away.
Yeah, you've been wearing them a little bit too long, I felt.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm with
when you
winter
when you see them put them away, what do you do?
Yeah, I wonder in this. Is there some sort of vacuum?
Yeah,
pack
no, I was praying that it is.
It's not now.
Oh damn it.
You hoover
damn
the bag.
It!
No.
You like put them in and you go and goes.
No, I should have done that. I wish I had that now.
Yeah.
I really am upset that I haven't got that.
They're just balled up.
They're in a Hessian bag and in a chest.
Hessian chest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you a bit annoyed that it's like a bit miserable today then?
Yeah, I'm furious about it, to be honest with you.
It's warm then.
I know. I've been hanging on for a couple of reasons. Because, you know, it just won't settle. It just will not settle. And every now and again it just solves a problem. But yeah, done it. Got some of the summer gear out, got me summer shoes out. The sort of gear you can wear with no socks.
Socks are the biggest problem in summer, I think. I'll have everything sorted and then the socks issue rears its ugly head.
Yeah, I'm walking
around
with
socks. Don't wear socks.
Yeah, sometimes you can do that, but sometimes you can't.
Yeah, sometimes you can't.
I don't wear socks.
Yeah, I think it's different for girls.
It is, yeah.
It's definitely different for girls. You have lovely dainty feet.
Don't you not, since the size of my feet?
I'm talking in general. Talking in general, Steph.
Somewhere our sister was listening to this going, she's got feet like potatoes.
Potatoes. Ah, spud feet.
Yeah. That is a name I have been called.
You called spud feet?
Yeah. He's a little gobshite.
Excellent to know. So I'm sort of committed to summer clothes now a little bit, but I could do with the weather. But then today I had to wear a cagoule.
What are you thinking then, summer wise? Have you got a strategy? Like what key trends?
Just loads of brightly coloured shirts.
That's kind of the same as your winter.
It's not really, because it's more.
There's a jumper over the top of them.
Yeah.
And now there isn't. Now they're just got to be cut loose and be allowed to, you know, be allowed to roam.
Okay.
And I quite like shirts with shorts.
Not short sleeve though.
No.
Good.
I mean, I like to roll the sleeve up.
Roll the sleeve up is fine. That's more short sleeve. Yeah. You're a waiter.
It's not for me.
It's nothing wrong with being a waiter, but if you're not one, don't do it.
Don't look like one.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
If you are a waiter, go to work.
Yeah. Steph has 4 meals a week out. She's not going to serve herself.
Yeah. All right. What am I playing next? What's Phaser Days?
I like this one, you know.
I thought you might. When I heard it, I actually thought there's a touch of media in this.
You picked this one for me.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Good.
Phaser Days, Lucky Girl.
As I'm getting closer to you.
Vase of Days, Lucky Girl. They are from, I think they're from Auckland, they are.
I thought so they were going to be...
That end.
Yeah, Antipodean.
Yeah, they are Antipodean. It's a belter, an absolute copper-bottom belter. Well done, them. You can get it on Bandcamp now if you just go to phasedays.bandcamp.com. The full discography's on there. They're not short of options and things that they're up to. And no tour dates that I can find as of yet, but you never know what else is out there knocking around from Phase of Days for people who do better research from me. And the album's called Morningside. That is also on the Bandcamp. Came out 5th of May, and it's an absolute belter. There are dates somewhere, I think, but you know, I'll trust you to sort them out for yourselves and go
Google
there.
It.
Yeah, what's your banger
and why?
Do you name it? Where'd you come from?
It's
we do a phone in, and that's what me and John are reduced to saying.
What phone in?
We do a phone in on the Anfield app now.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
How does that work in a podcast format?
So they ring up, and John just answers the call, and then he goes, "What's your name? Where'd you come from?"
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Christ.
Adam did it with us last week.
Yeah, yeah, I was there.
Football Adam.
He's a different beast. Wears different clothes. Styles his hair differently. Shaves.
I don't think I'd like Football Adam.
Not for you.
No.
It's not for you.
Sounds awful.
I'm right. Here.
I like Ryder Adam, but not Football Adam.
It's fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough. Mm. I didn't like Football Adam for years. I'm giving him a
force against him.
Yeah, you ran away from
him. Yeah, now you're not. Yeah, now you're all over the bloody thing.
Like shit in a field.
I am going to play on Vogue, and I'm good.
I made it over to a new day. Glad I can finally smile and say, I'm good. Feeling myself and I'm flirting with my reflection. I'm good. Loving every inch of my perfect imperfections. I'm good. My curves, my hair, my skin. I'm queen. So good, so good, so good, yeah. So
on Vogue. I'm good.
Yes.
Why?
Why what?
Why did you pick that?
Because it's on Vogue.
What are they up to?
Did you not listen?
No.
Well, that's what.
Is it new?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that explains everything.
Duh.
I thought it was an old hit. I liked it,
incorrect.
But I didn't realise it was new.
No, it's a new one.
Oh, great. Mm.
Yes. It's on Vogue is kind of, you know, like the Sugar Babes had a million different members.
Yeah.
It's like the revolving door.
Sugar
group.
Babes Factory.
Yeah. On Vogue's very similar. Yeah. Where they leave and they come back and they leave and they come back. And I think we've got two out of the, there's three of them at the minute. Two of them are from the original lineup and one is not Dawn Robinson, who is the best one.
So but, is she in it?
No, she's not.
She's
in
not
it.
In it.
Not Dawn.
Yeah.
Not the Dawn. Best one.
She's the one who went off and did Lucy Pearl.
I don't know what that is.
It's very good.
Okay.
Listen, I think
is
you'd
it
like
a song?
It. It's a group.
A group.
Yeah.
Cool.
Google awesome. Them. I think you'd approve.
I like disco and all that. It's not quite disco, but yeah.
Excellent.
So yeah, they're back doing bits. Last week TLC, this week on Vogue.
I can't think.
Next week.
Brandy.
Oh, if only. I love Brandy.
Brandy and Monica.
Yeah, they don't get on anymore. That
do
way. No, no.
Got to pick a side, John.
They, honestly,
I'm side with Brandy.
It's like Buddha and Pest.
They're very much not mates anymore.
Oh, eh?
Yeah.
Did they fall out over that lad?
So, yeah, let's see what...
There's an album, isn't there?
There is. I don't know what it's called. That phone's a pile of shite. I can't be arsed looking.
Electric
June
Cafe. M.
There you go.
Done well there.
Yeah.
Came through for everybody.
Teamwork.
In the results business. On Vogue, then. I'm good from the forthcoming album, Electric Cafe, which releases this summer. It says here. I've just discovered it.
And then it releases. That's a funny way of saying it.
Yeah, which releases this summer.
Which releases.
Yeah,
which
it's from
releases.
An American website, which releases.
It releases.
Yeah. Talking about albums that are coming out that I'm excited about. Calvin Harris is doing an album with literally everyone ever. Everyone's on it.
He's been building up to this moment.
His face is everywhere in Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
His face is everywhere.
Saturday night.
One of the best faces. And do you know, it didn't...
Is that your face is going to be everywhere? Yeah.
It didn't start off that great.
I know, it's funny, isn't it?
He's really growing into himself.
Yeah, and also showing what you can do if you have a lot of time on your hands and loads of money to... I'm not taking it away from him. I'd like to have that makeover also. And, you know, do loads of exercise and all that sort of stuff. Personal trainers, tans, teeth.
Imagine it.
Taylor Swift.
Imagine. All of that. I quite like us to maybe start a Kickstarter to let Adam have the...
Oh, please.
Give Adam
the Calvin Harris treatment.
Please do. I have been looking for ways to retire recently. So
which bit of it do you want? The DJing career or the makeover?
The makeover, please.
Okay, because you can't retire on a makeover.
There's a Kickstarter. Is the Kickstarter not going to pay for me to go and live in America?
The Kickstarter's going to, I think, cover you.
I think
it's 6 months.
We'll do it in a budget. We'll do the Scouse version.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. The Brendan Rodgers. Not really the Calvin Harris.
You know, we've got sunbeds everywhere. Every other person's a personal trainer. You can't move for veneers.
I think I'd need to be somewhere far away for it to stick. I think my body would reject it in Liverpool. The transplant didn't take.
What are you playing for, Adam?
Goldlink. It's more of a genre I'm deciding that I like more and more. Canadian mixture of all different things. Hip hop, house stuff, you know, all of that. So yeah, Goldlink, Meditation.
I still see ya, doing everything that we said we gon' do. Girl, I still see ya, putting all my pride and my girl to the side. Cause I still see ya, smoking on my in the corner in the street. So I still see ya, you wanna be me, I wanna eat ya. I wanna meet your ex, so I can beat them. And have a daughter, and be a teacher. And never follow, and be a leader. And baby girl, I still see ya. I got a light skin, bitch, pull up like Ben Schloff. and she fighting me in the same clothes. But when I put that daddy baby daddy papa show, she girl her toes and close her eyes, offended up, she yelling yours. I still call ya, whichever way you want it, baby girl, it's on ya. I got the money, you got the problems, so I can solve it, but I still need ya, I still see ya. And that's okay, baby, I'm a new cheater. Yeah, most of them either Caesar Pizza. That right, hell yeah. Anyways, we can get them moving on the dance floor, no choice. But you like this, you don't want kids, but you want this. I ain't never had the juice like this. Backstroke up in the blank, langless, and I'm a real lover, go getter. See, ain't no to run the city with you. Louis V, Shades, Gucci with the dress gown. Hit the boulevard, baby, take a picture. Everybody in your right now. Everybody think they got you right now. But ain't nobody him that you don't please him. But you're always dirty teasing, cause your feelings in the teaser with the Keisha. Got in your iPhone, real, real, do the right one. Melon girl with an accent, that's everybody weakness, bad little bad bad bitch, you about the average, your favorite band was Backyard, baby girl you was vicious, you the one now, had the daughter want a son now, sun dressed to a wedding gown, sheesh, got me talking like leash now, whoa, you I'm dating in the phone now, yeah, you the only one but talk about, yeah, later still I think about it, heartbreaker man I dream about it, that real.
Link meditation.
Yeah,
I don't want to record that bit.
You could see he was waiting for you to stop.
I know.
Goldlink. So yeah, it's more Montreal-y stuff. I'm pretty sure. Well, in fact, I know it is that's featuring Caytranada, and I think it's a Caytranada sample. I really, really like the Caytranada album. It was one of the best of last year. That is. So it's more of that sort of thing. I don't know what it's not exactly house, but it's kind of it's doing a bit of a I don't know a bit of a fortetti thing or something like that. The whole album's really good. So Goldlink, the album is called At What Cost, and it's only just come out. It came out it came out a month ago. So yeah, At What Cost, Goldlink. Go and check it out.
Okay. Excellent.
Are you going to?
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Sounded like you meant it. Not now, we're just doing this now.
Okay.
Once we've got this done, I might well check it out and go from there. Are you going to check it out?
Probably not. I might listen to it when I build the show.
I've checked out Phaser Days. I'm going to listen to the Jay Hoos album. And
Jay Hoos is very Amelia.
Very zeitgeisty.
Time ghost all over the place.
Yeah.
It's ours, lad.
Yeah, time goes all over your face. Alright, this is my one next, from her eponymous fifth album, which is always interesting when that happens. This is Joan Shelley with Where I'll Find You.
I saw you there beside the light post, your shoulders square against the night's cold. I blame the wind when my legs shook, but your eyes, that hungry look, it shot through me. Didn't you see? And now I dream of you and me out in the fall. Oh, is the fall? I see the ground we walked and claimed. I see the place that holds the weight, the size of you. Oh, what I do. Tell me where to land, I'll aim this ship onto your sand, where I'll find you. Tie me to the banks and hold me safe from all the storms that form behind me. Take my hands, my idle time, push them to plant, the forms to find, that it was all we had to do, reach the highest limb for fruit, that was for you. Only for you. Tell me where to land, I'll aim the ship onto your sand, where I'll find you. Tie me to the banks and hold me safe from all the storms that form behind me.
From the album Joan Shelley, that is Where I'll Find You. The album's really good. If you like that sort of thing, you'll like the album.
I like that sort of thing.
You like that sort of thing, do you?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know, but I like that.
You like that, you like the album.
Okay.
I listened to it today, this morning. And she's on tour. She's playing. Do you know it's produced by Jeff Tweedy of Wilco, Adam?
Right. Well, I like him.
Yeah. She's on tour. She's doing loads and loads of places in North America in June. Joe's Pub early and Joe's Pub late. On the 21st and 22nd of June in New York is an example of what she's doing.
Matinee.
Or
just really coincidentally named pubs.
I'm going to presume matinee. And then from there she moves in July. She has a little break and then she goes across more of North America in July. And then she has another little break and then she comes to Europe. And on the 1st of September she plays Wieland. Then the 3rd of September, Hamburg. The 4th, Berlin. The 5th, Munich. The 6th, Neon. The 7th, Alten. The 10th is Leffing. And then the 11th is in Paris. The 12th is in the 12th of September in London. The 14th in Guildford. Strangely, the September the 15th, Flintshire. It gets odder. September the 16th, she plays Penrith, and she obviously ends the tour at Hebden Bridge because why wouldn't you? It's the one that they've all been waiting for, the Hebden Bridge show.
I like Hebden Bridge. It's a nice place.
Three or four very good boozers.
Some good walks as well. You can do you can do a waterfall walk from there.
I toyed with moving there. I've never been. Always poking around on Rightmove, imagining alternative futures. Maybe I'll move there, yeah. No frills, Handy for the Hills.
Yeah.
Okay. Been a nice show. Nice to see everybody.
It was nice. Nice to be all in the same room again.
It was great.
Dave.
Happy Dave.
Happy Dave.
Monday, Tuesday.
Excellent.
In that bombshell that nobody even understands. Dave Downey walked past.
He didn't look happy. Don't think he ever does.
So John's going to play us out, which is very, very good of him. And then we're all going to go home. Have you had your tea yet?
Yes.
I bet you have. What have you had? But it's amazing.
I had baked cod, roasted sweet potato, mini peppers, and courgettes.
What are you off today?
No.
Bit to work and then gone home and done that?
Yeah.
Fuck me.
It's unreal, that, isn't it?
Yeah. Great, aren't I?
It's absolutely
life
unreal.
Goals.
Hey, that and a telly as big as yours. John.
I haven't had my tea, no. I don't know what I'm having.
No idea.
I'll text Laura when we get out, see if she wants me to pick up anything, or see if she's sorted it.
What have you had your tea yet?
I'm planning to go and do a big shop now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What are you big shopping?
I want to get lots of vegetables and salads.
Stop the Calvin Harris makeover.
Yeah. Yeah. I've slid back, and the old beach body's not gonna sort itself, is it? So I need to eat some better things.
It'd be good if it did.
It would be good if it did. Just to get that Kickstarter going.
All right, John, what are you playing us out with?
I'm playing Charlie Cunningham. Yeah, Richie's lad.
Oh, God.
On theme.
I know.
On theme, with you, Si. It's from his debut album called Lines, which is out now. So there you go. He's doing festivals over the summer. Okay. I think we've all had enough.
But yeah, thank you to everyone. Say the name of the song again, John.
Charlie Cunningham, you, Si.
Network.